今天我们是进入这个传道书，在我还没有分享之前，我请两位姐妹上来读今天的经文。
Today we're going to begin the study of Ecclesiastes, and before we begin, I'm going to ask a couple of sisters to come up and read the passage.
Ecclesiastes 1:11. 在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的言语。传道者说，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空，人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。日头出来，日头落下，即归所出之地，风往南刮，又向北转，不住的旋转，而且返回转行原地。江河都往海里流，海却不满，江河从何处流，仍归还何处。万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足，已有的事后必再有，已行的事后必再行，日光之下并无新事，岂有一件事人能指着说这是新的？哪知在我们以前的世代早已有了，已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念。
Ecclesiastes Chapter 1:1-11. The words of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets, and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear is filled of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already long ago. It was here before our time. There is no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow.
有一部电影名叫 City Slicker.
There was a movie called City Slickers.
那么个主角或者主角，他的名字叫做 Bill Crystal.
The main character is Billy Crystal.
Oh, Billy Crystal, 他是扮演一个经历一个 midlife crisis 的人，就是中年那种危机啊。
He played a character that is experiencing midlife crisis.
所以他已经达到他事业成就最高峰的时候。
He has already reached the summit of his
achievement.
Thank you.
而感觉到他所得到的不能够带来给他满足感。
And so he felt that what he has accomplished cannot bring him any more satisfaction.
那么他发觉到最近他所度的假不能带给他来好像年轻的时候所得到的那种享受。
And the vacation he has taken can no longer be as enjoyable as the vacations he has taken when he was younger.
那么同时他也发觉到他的耳朵有毛长出来。
And he noticed that there are hair growing out of his ears.
那么有一天他被邀请到他的孩子的学校去做演讲。
So one day he was invited as a special speaker at his child's school.
然后教导那些学生们如何面对将来。
To teach them how to face the future.
然后他对学生说。
So he told them.
他说要珍惜你目前的生命。
Is that you need to treasure what you have today.
因为目前的生命你可以做很多的选择。
Because today you can make lots of choices.
因为这段时间很快就要过去了。
Because this period is going to pass by very quickly.
然后当你成为一个青少年的时候。
So as you're a teenager.
你以为你可以做任何的事情。
You think you can do anything you want.
然后当你到二十多岁的时候。
As you reach the twenties.
你感觉到不晓得将来会如何。
Then you begin to feel, I don't know what the future is going to bring.
然后当你到三十多岁的时候。
As you approach the thirties.
你赚了一点钱。
You make some money.
已经结了婚。
And you got married.
你有一个家庭。
You have a family.
你就问自己。
And so you ask yourself.
我二十多岁的年华到底到哪里去了？
What happened to my 20 years old?
那么到你四十多岁的时候。
And as you reach the forties.
你肚子里面肚子啊，这个肚子长了一个大肚子。
You grow a little belly.
而且脸下也长多了一个下巴。
And you have an additional chin.
音乐对你来说好像有点很吵闹。
Music to you was a little bit too loud.
以前的女朋友他们也不少已经当了祖母。
Your old girlfriends have all became grandmothers.
那么当你五十几岁的时候。
As you reach your 50s,
你动了一个手术。
You have a little operation.
你称它为是一个步骤。
But you call it a procedure.
那么当你六十多岁的时候。
As you reach your 60s,
你动了一个很大的手术。
You have a major surgery.
音乐还是很大声。
Music is still too loud.
但是你也不介意了。
But you don't mind it anymore.
因为你耳朵也有点聋了。
Because your hearing is going.
那么当你到七十多岁的时候。
As you reach your 70s.
你就跟你的太太搬到佛罗里达州。
You move with your wife to Florida.
因为北部的天气非常冷。
Because the weather in the north is too cold.
那么你跟你的太太就开始在下午。两点钟吃这个晚饭。
So you begin to eat supper at 2 p.m.
你的午餐是在早上十点钟。
Your lunch was eaten at 10 a.m.
我们早餐是在前一个晚上。
And your breakfast was eaten the evening before.
所以你花你大部分的时间在那个购物广场。
You spend most of your time at the shopping mall.
在那边徘徊。
And you just walk back and forth.
我等到你八十多岁的时候。
And when you reach your 80s.
你有一个严重的中风。
You suffer a major stroke.
所以你必须住在那个养老院里面。
You must enter a nursing home.
那么当那个护士来服侍你的时候。
And if the nurse comes to take care of you.
有时候你会认为她是你的妈妈。
Sometimes you thought she's your mother.
这是一个很典型的人生的经历。
This is a very classic experience.
那么传道书很详细的描述这个人生的经历。
Ecclesiastes detailed the experience of life.
那么从今天的经文，传道书的作者描述到人生的虚空。
And from the scripture today, the author or the writer of Ecclesiastes describes the meaninglessness of life.
那么特别是第二节那边讲到。
Especially in verse 2.
他说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
It says meaningless, meaningless, utterly meaningless. Everything.
这个虚空这两个字在传道书里面出现了三十次。
This word meaningless appeared in Ecclesiastes over 30 times.
那么这两个字的意思就是讲空的意思。
It means empty.
或者是徒劳的意思。
Or it means vainness.
那么好像一片云雾一样，不久就消失掉了。
It's just like a mist, it will disappear.
而且没有留下任何的东西.
And it does not leave behind anything.
所以在第二节这短短的经文里面,
so in verse 2, in this short verse,
我们就看到虚空这两个字却出现了五次.
We see that in the scripture it appeared five times.
那么是写明传道书的作者强调人生真正的是很虚空.
And so you can see that the writer really wants to stress the meaninglessness of life.
那么从人的角度来看, 人的生命真的是显得很虚空.
So from a man's point of view, life actually is meaningless.
那么人一生下来, 就吃奶长大.
A person is born, you drink the milk and you grow.
然后上幼稚园,
and you begin to go to kindergarten.
上小学,
to elementary school.
上中学,
then to middle school.
然后上大学,
and then high school and college.
然后结婚,
you get married.
生孩子,
have children.
然后生孙子,
have grandchildren.
然后最后圣经讲的尘土归于尘土,
and then as the Bible said, dust return to dust.
那么传道书不是一个普通人所写的,
Ecclesiastes is not written by just anybody.
而是一个曾经在耶路撒冷作王的所写的.
It is one who has been king in Jerusalem.
圣经也告诉我们他是大卫儿子所写的.
And the Bible tells us he is the son of David.
那么虽然这本书里面没有提到这个作者的名字,
even though this book did not mention the name of the author,
那么大部分的圣经学者认为是所罗门王写的.
But most of the Bible scholars think that it is King Solomon who wrote this.
我们都知道所罗门王是谁.
We all know who King Solomon is.
他是大卫的儿子.
He's the son of David.
他也曾经是以色列国的国王.
He's also once the king of the Jews.
那么当这个所罗门王作王的时候,
and when he was king,
是这个古代以色列有史以来在经济上最辉煌而且在军事上最强盛的一个国家.
It was when Israel reached the most economic growth and also its military superiority.
所以所罗门王的财富多得有余.
His wealth is his wealth is just overwhelming.
在圣经里面如果你看这个历代志下9章20节的话你就明白.
And if you look at the Bible in 2 Chronicles chapter 9, you understand.
那边讲到所罗门王的饮器都是金的.
It said that all the goblets that King Solomon used are made of gold.
不晓得你家里面有没有一个金的杯啊?
I don't know if you have a golden goblet in your home.
同时在这个同一章里面也讲到所罗门王的财富跟智慧比天下的王都来得多.
And in the same chapter, it also mentioned that King Solomon was greater in riches and wisdom than all the other kings of Israel.
而且所罗门王的那个军事也是很强盛.
He also had a very strong army.
所罗门王的财力, 他有财力, 他也有势力.
He has wealth, but he also has military power.
所以他要的, 他都有.
So whatever he wants, he has.
所以在晚年的时候, 所罗门王写了这本传道书.
So in his later years of life, he wrote this book.
所以在这本书一开始的时候, 这位王就讲到人生的虚空.
So at the very beginning of this book, he talked about the meaninglessness of life.
第二节说, 虚空的虚空, 万事都是虚空.
And in verse 2 it says, meaningless, utterly meaningless, everything is meaningless.
然后第三节讲到, 人一切的劳碌就是在日光之下的劳碌有什么益处呢?
And then in verse 3 it says, what does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun?
传道书是一本充满智慧的书.
Ecclesiastes is a book full of wisdom.
他警告人不要在日光之下劳碌.
He warned people not to toil under the sun.
他说因为这些事情是虚空的.
He said because all these are meaningless.
从神的角度来看, 在日光之下劳碌, 人所做的都是徒劳的.
From God's point of view, what all men does under the sun are meaningless.
那么这些东西都是徒劳的.
All these are in vain.
因为第一点
，because number one，
它不是永久的
，they are not they do not have eternal value。
那么第二，它不能够带来给人满足感。
They cannot. Then secondly, they cannot bring forth satisfaction to man.
那么第三，这些事情都不是新奇的事物。
Thirdly, these are none of these are new.
那么第四，没有人会纪念这些事情。
And fourthly, nobody will remember.
那么首先让我们来看第一点。
So let's look at the first thing.
啊，圣经说这些东西都不是永久的。
The Bible said all these are not permanent.
啊，它将会过去。
They will come to pass.
啊，一般的人都认为他在这个世界上赚取啊很多很多的啊财物。
A lot of people think I'm going to make a lot of money on this earth.
因为他觉得啊这个世界好像永久的。
Because they think that this earth is going to remain permanent.
啊，但是圣经里面告诉我们，这些东西都是暂时的。
But the Bible tells us all this will come to pass.
那么就好像刚才我们看那段经文，他讲到人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌有什么益处呢？
Just like in verse 3 it says, what does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun?
他说一代过去，一代又来，地却是永远长存。
Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever.
日头出来，日头下落，其归之地。
The sun rises and the sun sets, and hurries back to where it rises.
风从南到，南刮又向北转，不住地，失转，而且返回转行颠倒。
The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course.
那么江河都往海里流，海却不满。江河从何处流？乃归还何处？
All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again.
所以从这几节经文里面，所罗门王以四种东西来告诉我们生命的虚空。
So from these verses, King Solomon told us through four things the meaninglessness of life.
那么这四种东西就是地、日头、风跟江河。
So these four things are the ground, the wind, the stream, and the sun.
所以所罗门王说，如果我们只是在日光之下劳碌的话，生命是虚空的。
So he said, if you only know how to toil under the sun, then everything is meaningless.
那么有些人，我是讲那些没有神的人。
So that some people, I'm talking about those people without God.
啊，以为他们在这个人生的隧道里面，在另外的一端可以看到光明。
They think that as they go through this tunnel of life, they can see the light from the other end.
但是所罗门王却说是一辆前来火车的灯。
But King Solomon said it is actually the light coming from a car.
而且灾祸正在等着他们。
And that calamity is going towards them.
所以在第三节里面讲到人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
And that's why he said in verse 3, what does man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun?
所以这个劳碌可以说是人这个体力的劳碌。
So this toil means physical exertness.
也可以说是心力的操劳。
Or it can also be exerting through your mind and your thinking.
所以这边讲到人在世界上拼命的劳碌有什么益处呢？
So it's talking about no matter what kind of toiling you're doing under the sun, it will not gain you anything.
那么人存在的目的是有什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of man's existence?
为什么人赚很多的钱，争取地位，得到名誉？
And then, so why do people want to make money?Gain fame for what?
但是在圣经里面，耶稣基督讲到，如果人赔上自己的生命，又有什么益处呢？
And Jesus Christ actually told us, what would it gain if you have to lose your life?
一般的人都拼命的爬这个成功的楼梯。
A lot of people want to climb the ladder of success.
但是最后发觉到这个楼梯靠在所靠的墙是不对的。
But then at the end, you found that the wall this ladder is leaning against is the wrong one.
人生是短暂的。
Life is short.
如果跟这个生活大自然比较的话，更显得短暂。
And it, especially if we compare to the world of nature, then it appears especially short.
所以第三节讲到一代过去，一代又来，地却是永远长存。
And in verse 4 it says, generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever.
所以这个这里指的地永远长存，不是讲到这个地啊，地球啊是永恒的。
The earth is saying here is not does not it's not talking about this physical earth we're on.
因为圣经里面我们也知道讲到这个世界有一天会被废弃。
Because the Bible also told us that one day this earth, this physical earth, will be destroyed.
但是所罗门王在这里只是做一个比较。
But King Solomon is just making a comparison here.
他以人的生命跟这个地球来比较。
He's comparing the life of man to the earth.
所以看这个地球好像很久很久。
And look like the earth will remain for a long time.
那么诗篇第九十篇也讲到人生的短暂。
And in Psalm 90, it also talks about the shortness of life.
诗篇第九篇，摩西讲到人的生命七十岁、八十岁。
Moses said that man's life is about 70, 80 years long.
他也以睡觉来形容人生的短暂。
He also used sleep to describe the shortness of life.
他也以这个花草来形容人生的短暂。
He also used flower and the grass to describe the shortness of life.
他说这个花草在早上的时候发芽。
He said the flower was sprout in the morning.
然后在傍晚的时候就枯干了。
And then in the day's end it will wither.
我们也知道在新约圣经里面雅各也形容 生命的短暂。
In the New Testament, James also described the shortness of life.
他以这个淫物来形容人生的短暂。
He used mist to describe the shortness of life.
他说这个生命好像这个一片淫物一样，出现少时就不见了。
He said you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
如果你在前两个星期你有在Albuquerque的话，你就有没有看到淫物？
If you were in Albuquerque about a couple of weeks ago, then you would see the fog.
那天早上，整个天都给云雾盖住。
That morning, the whole sky was full of fog.
但是那个云雾逗留的时间不是很长。
But the period when the fog exists was not a long period.
我记得早上起来的时候，整个天都很黑。
I remember as I got up in the morning, the whole sky was dark.
但是大概到早上八点的时候，太阳出来，这个云雾就消失了。
And by about 8 o'clock in the morning, as the sun rises, then the fog disappeared.
所以所罗门王不止以这个地来跟我们生命的比较。
And so King Solomon not only used the earth to compare to our short life.
而且强调到这个生命的短暂。
He stresses the shortness of life.
他也以日头来、风和江河来做个比较。
He also used the sun, the wind, and the streams to compare to our life.
他说，当这个太阳早上从东边出来的时候
，He said as the sun rises from the east in the morning.
然后晚上傍晚的时候从西边降落
，And then it sets in the west in the evening.
那么过了一个晚上，然后早上太阳就从东边出来。
After a night, the sun will rise again from the east.
然后傍晚的时候从西边降落。
And set again in the west.
然后风有一个固定的方向吹来。
Wind will blow in a definite direction.
当冬天要到来的时候，风就从北边吹来。
As winter approaches, the wind will blow from the north.
然后在夏天的时候，风就从南边吹来。
And in the summer, it will blow from the south.
所以我们看到每一个这个夏天的时候，这个飓风就从南边吹来。
And so every summer, you see the hurricane start from the south.
所以这个风有固定的方向吹来。
So the wind blows from a definite direction.
而且按照时间和它的方向，每一年固定的吹来。
And it has this definite pattern of time and location.
那么同样的，地球的水分也按照自然的定律在一直在循环。
And the water of the earth will also have its natural direction.
所以这个水分从这个海面上蒸发到天上。
The water will be evaporated from the sea, go up to the sky.
然后升到天上。
It will rise up to the sky.
凝结成为那个水泥。
It will be condensed and become vapor.
然后成为雨水。
Became rain.
降落在地上。
It will fall to the earth.
然后流入江河。
And it will then fall into the stream or the river.
然后最后归回那个海里。
And at the end, return to the sea.
所以当我们看到这些大自然的现象的时候
，So as you see the natural cycles, nature cycle.
我们只有一个结论。
We have one conclusion.
啊，这些大自然的定律就是从天地万物创造之后，一次都没有改变。
These natural cycles were set when the earth was created.
所以这些日出、这些风吹和这些江河和这水分的循环都是一样的，都没有改变。
So all these cycles has not changed from the very beginning, just as the sun rises and sets at a definite direction, the wind blows in a different direction.
但是人的生命不一样。
But man's life is different.
他说一代过去，一代又来。
It says generations come and generations go.
我们一个人可能今天活在这个世界上，明天很可能会离开这个世界。
A man may live today, tomorrow he may be gone.
人死后被埋葬。
After he dies, he will be buried.
但是太阳仍然的从东边出来，然后从西边降落。
But the sun will continue to rise from the east and set in the west.
那风继续的吹。
And the wind will continue to blow.
雨继续的从天降下来。
The rain will continue to fall from the sky.
那虽然这一代过去，一代又来。
So even though generations come and go.
但是所罗门王说。
But King Solomon said.
他说一个人如果没有神的话。
If a man lived without God.
他所做的都是徒然的。
Everything he does are meaningless.
因为人的生命是很短暂。
Because man's life is short.
一个人如果没有神的话。
If a person is without God.
那么第二点，他不能，这些事情不能够带来给他满足感。
Then secondly, all these that he do will not bring forth satisfaction.
就好像第八节告诉我们。
Just like in verse 8 it tells us.
他说万事令人厌烦。人不能受尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不够。
All things are worrisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear is filled of hearing.
所以这个万事是指日光之下所有的事情。
All things means everything under the sun.
就是我们眼睛可以看到的东西。
It's like what we can see with our eyes.
我们耳朵可以听到的东
西。What we can hear with our ears.
他说这些事情都不能够满足我们的心。
It's that all these will not satisfy us.
很多人，特别是年轻的人呢。
A lot of people, especially young people.
都认为，当我大学毕业之后。
They were saying after I graduated from college.
找一份。很好的工作。
I'm going to find a good job.
娶一个漂亮的女孩。
I'm going to marry a beautiful girl.
或者嫁给一个英俊的男孩。
Or marry a handsome man.
然后赚很多的钱。
And I'm going to have a lot of money.
住很大的洋房。
I'm going to live in a big, huge house.
开豪华的汽车。
I'm going to have a luxurious car.
他说到那个时候。
And at that time.
我心里面一定会心满意足的。
Then I will be completely satisfied.
可能已经走过这条路了哦。
Maybe you have already been at that point.
可能年轻的正在走这条路。
And maybe the young people are walking towards that stage.
有没有听过人这样讲？
Have you ever heard people say that?
只要我有100万。
If I have $1,000,000.
我一定会心满意足的。
Then I will be satisfied.
但是所罗门王说。
But King Solomon said,
他说万事令人厌烦，人不能受尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足，听不足。
He said, all things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear is filled of hearing.
我一生中很想到这个大峡谷。
I often want to go to the Grand Canyon.
从我在念大学的时候，我一直想去大峡谷。
And from the time when I was in college, I wanted to go to Grand Canyon.
这是二十几年前的事情啊。
And this is about 20 plus years ago.
那么在今年五 5月底的时候我到大峡谷去。
So this year at the end of May I went to Grand Canyon.
我看到大峡谷。
I saw Grand Canyon.
我已经看饱了。
And I've seen all I want to see.
我想我也考虑到底我要不要第二次再去大峡谷。
And I was thinking, I wonder if I want to come here again.
不是说大峡谷不好看。
Not to say that the Grand Canyon is not a good place to visit.
20几年我很想去大峡谷。
For 20 some years, I keep thinking I want to go to Grand Canyon.
但是我已经去过了大峡谷。
But now that I've gone there,
我已经看过了大峡谷。
I have seen with my eyes.
所以我觉得已经够了。
So I think that's enough.
音乐听多了也会觉得烦厌。
If you listen to music for too long, it will also be bothersome.
是的，世上有很多东西除了神之外不能够带给我们满足感。
Yeah, many things on earth besides from God cannot bring forth satisfaction.
我自己也曾经走过这条路。
I have also been on that path.
我在8年前的时候，当神呼召我进神学院去进修的时候。
8 years ago, when I was called to enter the seminary.
那么确实的，我感觉到我的生命，我感觉到不满足。At
that time, my life was not satisfactory to me.
所以我回应神的呼召。So
I respond to God's calling.
然后回头看的时候。
And as I look back,
我不感觉到后悔,
I don't have any regret.
因为我所做的, 这个决定是最好的,
the decision I made is the best decision.
然后我还记得当我要做这个决定的时候,
and I remember as I was making this decision,
我公司里面有一位同事,
I had a co-worker in a firm.
他说你为什么不等到你退休的时候才去念神学?
He said, why don't you wait until you retire and go to seminary? It's good that I didn't listen to him.
那么圣经说,如果一个人没有神的话,
the Bible said if a person is without God,
那么他所做的都是徒劳的,
then what he does are all futile.
因为这些东西包括人的生命不是永久的,
because all of these, including our lives, are not permanent.
而且它不能够带来给人满足感,
and it cannot bring forth satisfaction.
第三点,他说这些东西都不是新奇的。
Thirdly, all these things are not new.
就如第十节告诉我们,
just as in verse 10 it tells us.
他说若有一件事人能只做说这是新的,那是在我们以前的时代早已经有了。
Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already long ago. It was here before our time.
可能你会问这个问题。
You may ask this question.
以前的人没有电视、电脑或者这个手机啊。
People before, they don't have television, they don't have computer, they don't have cell phone.
但是这节经文不是指这些东西。
But this verse is not pointing towards these things.
而是指人的天性。
It's talking about human nature.
他说人以前的天性跟今天人的天性都没有多大的差别。
He said the human nature has not changed from before to now.
比如说人的罪性,
for example, the sinful nature of man.
那么从亚当夏娃犯罪之后到现在都没有改变。
From the time of Adam and Eve until now, it has not changed.
人以前的资历跟人今天的资历都没有很大的差别。
The intelligence of man has not changed from age old to now.
这个古代的金字塔就是一个证据。
One example is the pyramid.
从科学的角度来看, 这个金字塔是以高科技的知识, 被建造起来的。
From a scientific point of view, this pyramid was built by someone with high intelligence.
只是他们那个时候就没有电脑。
But at that time, they don't have the computer.
所以以前的人的头脑不会比今天的人的头脑来得差。
So the intelligence is not much worse at that time than it is now.
然后很多人以为很多东西人以为是新的东西。
A lot of things people think it was new.
只不过是一个发现。
But it is just a discovery.
其实这些东西早就有了。
These things have already existed.
我们知道做研究啊，英文是做叫什么 ？Research.
The word research.
所以 research 就是重新再寻找的意思。
It's like to search over again.
人做研究只不过是寻找已经存在的东西。
So to do research is actually looking for things.That already existed.
所以所罗门王说不要单单在日光下劳碌。
So King Solomon said, do not only toil under the sun.
而忽略了生命最重要的事情。
And forget about what is most important in your life.
他说因为这些东西都是暂时的。
Because all of these will come to pass.
而且不是新奇的。
And they are not new.
那么最后。
Lastly.
圣经告诉我们如果没有神的话。
The Bible tells us if we don't have God,
他所做的是徒然的。
What he has done is futile.
因为他所做的东西将会被人忘掉。
Because what he has done will be forgotten by man.
十一节。
Verse 11.
已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念。
There is no remembrance of man of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow.
所以人的成就不久就会被人忘记了。
What you have accomplished will be forgotten soon.
我在大学里面得到的文凭和跟神学院得到的文凭。
The document that I received from my college life and from the seminary.
The diploma.
Diploma.
当我离开这个世界的时候。
As I leave this world.
这些文凭都是废纸。
Then these diplomas will be just be another piece of paper.
很多时候人活着的时候，他的成就都没有被人注意到。
A lot of times, even while they are still living, their accomplishment were not noticed by people.
当他离开这个世界的时候，更不用讲。
And then you don't even have to say anymore if he passed away.
我们在中的有谁知道他的曾祖父的名字
？How many of you know your great grandfather's name?
有没有人曾祖父不知道知道吗他知道祖父有没有知道你祖父的名字不知道他们都被你们忘掉了
So they are forgotten
生命是很短暂
Life is short
我们的成就就好像和我们所拥有的有一天都被忘掉
So what we have accomplished and what we own one day will all be forgotten.
所以从今天的经文给我们看到，看起来人生是很悲观。
So from this scripture today, it looks like it's a very pessimistic way of looking at life.
确实是很悲观啊。
But it really is.
如果我们的生命没有神。
If your life does not have God.
在这个 Wendy 开。快乐餐馆啊，有一个广告。
There is a.
曾经有个广告。
There once was a advertisement from Wendy Restaurant.
那广告里面有一个年长的那个妇人。
And in the advertisement, there was an elderly woman.
和跟几个朋友们在吃汉堡包。
They were sitting there with her friends eating hamburgers.
然后他们在吃个汉堡包的时候，发觉到这个。汉堡包里面没有肉。
As they were eating, they noticed that there were no meat in the bun.
那么这个年长的妇人就问。
And so this elderly woman asked.
到底那个肉在哪里
？Where's the meat?
Where's the meat? Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
很多人会问这个同样的一个问题。
A lot of people will ask the same question.
他们发觉到他们夹在这两块面包的中间，他们的生命夹在这两块面包的中间。
They noticed that their life are in between these two pieces of bread.
这两块面包就代表人生跟死。
And these two pieces of bread represent life and death.
但是中间却没有肉的。
But there is no beef in between.
你的生命到底有没有肉
？Do you have beef in your life?
让我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们今天的话。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word today.
然后求你帮助我们明白人生的意义。
Lord, we just ask that you help us understand the meaning of life.
不要好像所罗门王在晚年的时候他讲这句话。
And don't be like King Solomon who said these in his later part of life.
虚空的虚空。
Meaningless, meaningless.
凡事都是虚空。
Everything is meaningless.
求主给我们智慧。
Lord, please give us wisdom.
让我们的生命充满神你的恩典。
May our life be filled of your grace.
让我们在生命结束的时候。
And as we come to the closing of our life.
就要当保罗所说。
Just like Paul had said.
那道我已经守住了。
I have stand firm on my faith.
我已经那仗已经打完了。
And I have finished the battle.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.